Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the KEI Industries Q3 FY26 earnings conference call, hosted by Nuvama Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Yes, thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, we are glad to host the senior management of KEI Industries Limited to discuss the Q3 FY26 earnings. We have with us Mr. Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Rajeev Gupta, Executive Director of Finance and CFO. We'll start the call with the opening remarks from the management and then move to Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for joining this conference call. I'm Anil Gupta, CMD of KEI Industries Limited. The brief of this quarter, the Q3, is net sales. You must have reviewed the numbers, but I'll just brief it. Net sales in Q3 is 2,954 crore, with a growth in net sales is 19.51%. EBITDA in this quarter is 354 crore, against 254 crore last year, with a growth of 39%. EBITDA/net sales margin is around 12%, as against 10.29% in the same period last year. Profit after tax is 234.86 crore, against 164 crore last year. Growth in PAT is 42.5%. Profit after tax/net sales margin is 7.95% versus 6.67%. Domestic institutional cable sale, wires and cable, is 592 crore, and domestic institutional cable sale, EHV extra high voltage cable, is 127 crore. Export sale in this quarter is 544 crore, and overall growth in the wire and cable export is 95% in this quarter. Total institutional cable sale contribution is 41%, as against 45% in previous year, same period. Sales through distribution network, that is B2C, was 1,612 crore, with a growth of 29%. B2C sale contribution is 55% in the third quarter, as against 50% in the previous year, same period. EPC sale, other than cable, is 60 crore, against 60 crore last year. Stainless steel wire, 53 crore, against 54 crore last. One minute, please. One minute. For nine months period, from April to December, net sales is 8,471 crore, a growth of 21.26%. EBITDA, nine months, 963 crore. The growth in EBITDA in nine months is around 33%. EBITDA/net sales margin is 11.64%. Profit after tax in nine months is 34 crore. Profit after tax/net sales margin is 7.67%. Domestic institutional cable sale is 1,884 crore, and extra high voltage sale is 371 crore. Export sale in nine months is 1,390 crore. So growth, overall growth in the export is 79%. Total cable institutional sale contribution in nine months is 42%, as against 41% same period last year, and B2C contribution is 4,413 crore. So the growth is 23%. The total active working dealer of the company as on 31st December is 2,114. B2C sale contribution is at par at 53% in 9-month period. EPC sale is 188 crore and stainless steel wire sale is 157 crore against 166 crore last year. Total order book position as on 31st December 25 is 3,928 crore, out of which EPC is 361 crore, extra high voltage cable 717 crore, cable domestic 2,426 crore, export orders 424 crore, and total wire and cable segment 3,567 crore. Future outlook and during 9-month period, company has incurred a total capital expenditure of rupees 928 crore, out of which capex in Sanand is 769 crore, Salarpur for buying a land 72 crore, Sanand another land has been purchased at a cost of 24 crore, and other locations, other plants and locations for plant and machinery, rupees 63 crore. The total capex payment incurred for Sanand until now is total 1,353 crore. Another rupees 200 crore will be spent in this quarter, and balance will be spent in next financial year. Company is hopeful to achieve 20% plus growth in full year period, and also will improve our operating margin in FY 25-26. Considering phase one commercial production at Sanand and strong order book of domestic institution for cable sale, export orders, and extra high voltage cable as on date. After completing the Sanand project, the strong and the strong demand in domestic and overseas markets, we are hopeful to grow more than 20% in next CAGR in next 3 to 4 years. I would like to highlight that at present we are very strong in the institutional cable market, whether it is domestic or export. KEI is the first Indian company to supply several projects of extra high voltage cables, 330 kV cables to Australia, and also supplied 220 kV cables to UAE and Spain. KEI is the only Indian company to qualify in National Grid UK framework agreement for maximum voltages up to 400 kV. We have expanded our reach to Caribbean islands and supplying to West Indies and many other neighboring countries. In domestic market, we are supplying to entire solar power chain, including Reliance Polysilicon factory at Jafnagar. In UAE, KEI has bagged 3 contracts for supply of 132 kV cables and gaining acceptance as a EHV extra high voltage cable manufacturer in Middle East. So this is a brief summary about the results from my side, and we are now requested to put your question at once.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, three questions. Firstly, to understand the Sanand ramp-up plan, and if you could elaborate between the segments. I understand that LTHT is going to be a larger portion of this plant, and EHV will add another 1,200 crore of peak sales. So over 27, 28, 29, just wanted to know next 3 years, how do you plan to ramp up Sanand sales? What products come first, what comes later? If you could just break it into 3 years, that will help. That's the first question.
Okay. So, LTHT, we have just started trial production in December, and gradually in this quarter, January, February, March, it ramped up. By April, we expect that our electron beam equipments to manufacture electron beam cured solar wires will be commissioned, and that will add another boost to this plant. So far as extra high voltage cable is concerned, and we will also be ramping up our medium voltage cable capacities further by July or August, but an extra high voltage cable facilities will come up by March 27. So this is going to be the ramp up. So in next financial year, this project will be complete in all respects.
Got it, sir. So overall, should I assume that to achieve this, your plan is to spend 2,000 crores. This should make at least 3.5 times asset turns. We were talking about 6,000 crores top line. Should happen sometime in March 29. By FY 29, we should achieve this entire 6,000 crore incremental top line. Is that fair understanding?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And, second question was on the capitalization of the CapEx. I understand that, as you said, LTHT trial production started in December, and we've incurred a CapEx of about 800 crores in 9 months on Sanand, right? The balance, 500 crores was last year. So about 1,300 crores of CapEx is done till date. How much is capitalized till December of 25?
So basically, we capitalize around 550 crore, and balance will be capitalized when this machinery will get started. As NLG had spoken about the control cable of the electron beam in April, and then more machinery in medium voltage in the month of July or August. So accordingly, it will be capitalized in the books of account. But the whole plant will be capitalized by March 2027.
Okay. So out of the entire 2,000 crores, how much would be the land cost, sir? I mean, we will exclude that for capitalization.
Land cost was originally 140 crore, please.
Right. The balance will get depreciated on a full capex basis from fiscal 28. Is that correct?
28. Yes, yes.
Okay. Perfect, sir.
So the depreciation load will not come in 1 year, actually, next financial year, because it is in the phase manner, so it will be completely will come only in 28.
And that would be about 5% of 2,000 crores, right? About 100 crores,
yes.
Is that fair?
But in 28, the top line will also be from there, alone will be close to 5,000 crore.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah.
Yes.
The third question was, just to go back to the Anilji's commentary, we're expecting 20% growth for top line full year. I think we've done like similar 21% in 9 months, and we've seen very sharp rise in copper in December. So just to understand, why are we conservative here?
No, I think the growth this quarter should be anywhere between around 25% plus. So we are trying to quantify it in a better manner, but definitely because of the increase in the copper prices, it will be anywhere more than 25% in this quarter.
Right. Got it, sir. Got it. And margins, you've already mentioned that 2 years time you should see about 100 bips adding up at EBITDA level. Do you retain that guidance?
Yes. We have already given a guidance that next year we expect to achieve EBITDA margins of around 11% overall for the full year.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, and wish you all the luck for the next year. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Natasha Jain from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the hedging side. So assuming that, 50% or rather 40% of your entire raw material cost is metal cost and you're exporting approximately 20%, so that's naturally hedged. For the remaining 20%, I would like to know, do we purchase it spot or do we hedge the entire exposure?
No, we don't hedge. We are working under natural hedge. We are carrying 3 to 4 months inventory, 3 to 4 months pending order from the institution side. And we are carrying 2.5 months plus inventory in our floor and 1 month inventory during the transit period because we are importing.
And also we are mainly 85% of our metals we are buying from Hindalco and Vedanta domestically. So it is, the purchase is in rupees. So here the foreign exchange exposure doesn't come into picture.
So we are working under natural hedge as we were guiding you in the past also.
Got it. So now if I sequentially see your number, the growth has been moderate. I understand there has been a volume constraint. But then if I see your EBIT margin sequentially also, there's a sharp increase. Now, you have historically mentioned your EBITDA margin is usually in a range across your categories. So if I then calculate the EBITDA just sequentially, the growth is still very high. So could it be possible that because you just said that you have inventory for a longer period of time, so did we also get a benefit of low-cost inventory in this quarter?
Madam, normally whenever we talk of a particular quarter in the past also, when the sudden movement of the price of the copper, either upside or downside, there may be increase or decrease by 0.5% to 1%. But for a full year basis, as we have earlier guided, that we will improve our operating margin, which we are seeing from the last year. And year after year, we are going to improve because of the capacity we are getting increased and the product mix like extra high voltage and the segment like export is increasing. So it is helping us to improve our EBITDA margin.
Understood. And sir, one last question. In terms of wires, how do you see the channel right now? Is it stuffed to more than which is required, or do you think that fourth quarter will continue to see margin growth for wires?
Year after year, in the wiring segment also, we are growing more than 22-23%. So that will remain continue for a full year basis.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saumil Mehta from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity. So first thing, what is the total inflation, what we saw on the raw material side for the last quarter, and how much was already passed on to the cables and wires clients? If you can just broadly quantify.
Sir, as we said that we always carry 2.5 month inventory in floor and 1 month inventory in transit, as against that 3 to 4 months pending order position from the institution side, either from domestic or export. So practically old order served with the old inventory. But with the retail market, in every 15 days, the retail price will up or down depending on the price movement. So practically everything is passed on.
Okay. And if you can just tell in the quarter which is currently going on, Jan, Feb, March, what are the kind of price hikes you've taken in the retail markets, given copper is on an inflationary trend?
The required is an increase in the list prices of cables and wires has already been done, and now effectively the sale is happening at the current average prices of copper and aluminium prevailing in January.
It is a normal routine actually. Whenever copper goes up, price goes up. Copper goes down, price goes down. It's a normal practice adopted by all the industry players.
No, Rajeev, that I understand. I just want to understand kitna price hike ho chuka hai. I'm not worried about ke price hike pass on hoga ki nahi hoga. I'm just trying to understand ke prices kitne badh chuke retail markets mein.
House wire ke jo agar price main dekhun, to पिछले दो महीने में अराउंड 15% के करीब प्राइस राइज हुआ है इन द सेलिंग प्राइसेस एंड इन केबल्स अफेक्टिव दिसंबर. एक्चुअली मेजर प्राइस इंक्रीजेज हैव स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम दिसंबर. सो तो दिसंबर और जनवरी में ओवरऑल आई कैन सी दैट 10% राइज हुआ है केबल के प्राइसेस.
केबल के प्राइस में 10, वायर में जो ज्यादा है. एंड सर माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन इज इन टर्म्स ऑफ व्हेन यू गिविंग अ 20% प्लस गाइडेंस फॉर नेक्स्ट ईयर एंड अ 25% प्लस फॉर Q4, इज दिस मोर ऑफ अ वॉल्यूम गाइडेंस और अ वैल्यू? एंड ब्रॉडली व्हाट इज द कॉपर प्राइस इंक्रीज व्हाट वी आर बिल्डिंग?
See, I can say that volume guidance and it will be there between anywhere between 16% to 18%, and plus the price inflation due to input price inflation in the inputs will be added.
Perfect.
So the actual growth should come far more than that.
Perfect. ठीक है सर, thank you so much and all the best for subsequent quarters.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anupam Goswami from SUD Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Sir, just one, overall, what we've seen in the industry of a growth of more than 20-30%, while our growth has been 20%, how do we see this versus the industry and volume growth and value breakup, how it is looks like, sir, in this quarter?
Sir, our capacity in cables was almost at the peak level. We could not grow much in cable segment. We grew our volumes by around 10% in cables, and in wires more than that. Maybe in the other piece like Havells, they commissioned their Tumkur new cable factory around 9 months or 1 year back, so they could increase their volumes from there. We have been able to commission our Sanand facility, and the contribution from that will come in this quarter from our Q4.
Okay, sir, if you can just quantify how much capacity has been added by the Anand.
The capacity what we have commissioned is around 250 crore rupees a month in Anand. The half of the capacity has been commissioned, and this capacity will come into production gradually as we are doing the ramp up with the induction of manpower in all the departments, and also one by one machines are being commissioned and put into production. Secondly, initial 1 or 2 months in any cable factory goes into the obtaining lot of type tests conducted on cables by different agencies, visits by the customers, and also obtaining BIS license. So that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the line of the management. Please stay connected while I reconnect the management. Thank you.
Online connect for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reconnected the management. Sir, you may proceed.
Yeah, sorry, some question was there.
Anupam, if you can please repeat your question.
Hi, sir. Sir, capacity, what we have added, you were saying about 250 crores a month, and BIS certification, what is required, and it would be ramped up gradually, as you were saying.
Yeah. So, We have already obtained the BIS license for low tension cables already, which have come. And for HT cable, it is expected to be received by end of January. So we are doing all possible things to bring the contribution from new facility. And I can assure you that with our experience of running a cable industry for last around 50 years, it will be ramped up very shortly. We need some basic approvals which are bare essential to sell.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Keyur Pandya from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, two questions. First, on this 250 crore a month kind of capacity, and that would get added gradually, and there would be some addition during FY27. Now, just based on this 250 crore capacity, when do you think that you would be able to utilize a significant proportion? By what time? That is first question. And second, since the plant has come, or the OPEX may be upfront and ramp-up may be gradual, do you think at the segment EBIT level, that is cable and wire segment level, our EBIT margin can come down because of the depreciation and some OPEX during FY27?
So next year also, from the Sanand itself, we will have the turnover close to 2700 crore from the Sanand itself. So, and whatever depreciation will be there, it will be absorbed. So we don't guide or we don't think that our EBIT margin will go down.
Understood. And just last question on the demand side, are you seeing any deceleration in T&D or any other large consumption industry capex? I'm not talking about degrowth, but deceleration from either because of the past, I mean, high base of past few years, or because of the high prices of commodity, not only cables, but even otherwise all the other raw materials.
Thank you. See, as of now, we don't see any deceleration in the demand for cables. You see, prices really do not affect the project. If the project is going on, is coming in. I mean, maybe for a one month or so, the decision making may stop. But ultimately, that product has to be purchased to complete the project. And I don't think that energy sector will see slowdown because of the exceptional energy demand required by, you know, industries, households and data centers and other consumers. So, I mean, we don't expect any letdown in the demand.
Noted. Sir, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just a quick clarification. If you could talk a little bit about competition, like we have seen, you know, some of the new entrants in wires. You also mentioned competition in your media interview in the morning. So if you could a little bit give us some more sense on the competition for both cables and wires from the new competition. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just brief you about that. You see, in last 1 year, we have seen a few new entrants on pan-India basis like Torrent, Surya, Roshni, Lucar, etc., and few other small companies entering wire segment. But our present growth is in spite of all these competitions. Our major strength is product performance and brand image. Any newcomer takes around 5 to 7 years to build up that brand image and product performance. We are also price competitive, so we are already operating in a very, very competitive market. We are all heavy. Substantial capacities and we have good purchasing power, and our fixed overheads are very, very low because of the large volumes as compared to the new players. The demand itself is growing by around 13 to 14%, so the new players will also get adjusted in next few years, apart from giving existing players a growth. Secondly, in this, we are offering a full basket of products like cables, flexible wires, telephone cables for residential buildings, LAN cables, solar wires, and we are approved with leading consultants and architects. So this kind of complete basket whosoever new entrant is coming, it took for them to conceptualize all this will take a long time. So we will always have an edge over them, and we'll be able to deal with this competition. The creation of network required to reach reasonable scale is at least 4 to 5 years. Even the distribution network, what you need, and the manpower you need to create this network, that also takes adequate time. And the market is also growing. Rest, what is in the store in future, nobody can see.
In last 13, 14 years, even the KEI has reached only towards 3,500 to 4,000 crore wire sale. So it took us almost more than a decade to reach this level.
Fair point. Any comment on the cables front as well, sir, apart from wires?
Cables front, I don't see there is any new player coming into the cable segment, and with our strong presence in with the projects and exports, I don't see any deceleration in that.
And whether pre-qualification is required while anyone coming in for the cable?
Sorry, just to hop on this wire thing. We also have recently Bajaj announced foray into wires. Probably Crompton also there is speculation. So given these are electrical companies, appliances companies, they have an element of distribution already in place. So how do you defend, or how do you see that playing out in terms of volume or pricing for the industry and us as well?
Sir, they are coming up with, I think, in my opinion, with outsourcing model. And so far as my experience is concerned, in wires and cables, outsourcing model will not work.
And already there are three, four companies, those who have already come, even though all the existing companies has grown very well, even after this competition.
Understood. Okay, I'll fall back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pulkit Patani from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my questions. Sir, two of them. So first is in continuation of Achal's question, and you did allude to it. Why do you think the outsourcing model in wires will not work? That would be the first question, sir.
This is my opinion. It has not so far been tested by anyone. So let's see whether it will work or not. It is my opinion that, and because this market is very competitive, and after paying the manufacturing cost, etc., and other cost profits to a contract manufacturer, I don't think that just by brand you can earn too much of margin. And even a newcomer will have to build up the brand in the wire segment, which is a good case scenario for at least 5 to 7 years. You can't build a brand overnight.
Sure, sir. So my second question is on your margin guidance. So just to sort of break it down, you have a large capacity that is coming on stream. I'm guessing there'll be some negative operating leverage because of that. Plus, you have a big focus on export, which is higher margin. As a combination of all these, you're guiding for margins to improve. Is that a fair assessment, or is that underlying assumption something wrong?
No, it is a fair assessment. And we are giving a margin guidance based on the combination of domestic as well as export market.
Very clear, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is, in your overall volume growth for this quarter, is there any bit of inventory stocking to your mind that has happened, or is it all pure growth?
It is normally pure growth, because quarter on quarter we are giving the numbers and quarter on quarter we are guiding. But
yes.
You know, inventory for in the channel by a dealer distributor does not cap more than 15 to 20 days. So that is for them also it is a routine nature of work.
Yeah, but because the raw material prices went up exceptionally, do you think there has been some inventory stocking?
Sorry, it is applicable to all the quarter because in the second quarter also it was increased. In first quarter it has also increased. In third quarter it has also increased. So the continuous the pricing is increasing, so this means it is automatically set up in the system.
Okay. My second question is on the export side. You know, you've done now 4 quarters of very, very strong growth. Is there room to do similar sort of, you know, very, very high growth for next few quarters, or do you think you've reached a base and you've tapped more or less the opportunities to do more, you know, 20% kind of growth that you're guiding for the full business? Or should we still expect growth to be very, very fast like you've delivered over the last 4 quarters?
Sir, world markets are very, very big. I mean, from India, what we are exporting is just a peanut. It depends on how much we are able to explore and exert ourselves into, large economies.
Yeah, so in your trend, mind, that number can continue into next few.
Yeah. It can, but I don't say that every year we can double, but we still see a strong growth for next few years until we reach a reasonable level of market.
Understood. That's very good. And lastly, if you can give some sense of what is the existing capacity utilization for your various units.
The utilization of capacity is close to 76% in the cable division.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Liladhar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for opportunity. Sir, you said related to the volume growth, 16 to 18% for a way forward you are looking at as a volume growth. And how has been in the third quarter?
The third quarter, Anil ji has said that close to 10-11% was the growth. Because if you see, sometimes this volume gets exchanged between the copper and aluminium. The price of the copper is 3 times more than the aluminium cable. So exactly reflection, replica, it cannot be quarter to quarter can be gauged because in some quarter aluminium cable gauge orders are more, so then the volume may see more. But in terms of value, it is a 1/3. In terms of the copper, when we get the copper more, like from export market, the copper is more. So then the value will be high, but the volume will not be look like aluminium.
Right, sir. Got it. Sir, second, related to the ST cable, because the ST cable for a couple of quarters, we are seeing there is a dip in the revenue. So is that the, I can understand there is a fungibility in the capacities, but is there a demand impact or is there the capacity impact in the ST cable?
Last year, extra high voltage power cable capacity was utilized for ST power cable. So that's why comparatively the reflection is like that. So now the extra high voltage order is very high nowadays. So extra high voltage power cable is being manufactured on extra high voltage. So no high voltage is manufactured on extra high voltage now. So that's why that is there.
Because the capacity is common.
But with the southern capacity which is up and running first phase, is there a possibility of a ST cable to improve from here?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It will be substantially improved.
Sir, you see, we are always talking about the growth of 20% plus CAGR growth, not for one quarter or for 1 year. Even in the 21, 22, 22, 23, when the prices of copper was not increasing, rather decreasing, or aluminium price decreasing, at that time also we were growing by 19%. So we are not related to the price increase or decrease, rather than we are more focused towards the value growth so that a disciplined growth we can maintain actually.
Right, sir. Lastly, on the order book bifurcation, if you can give like a EPC, extra high voltage, domestic cable, how it's been?
So order book, just Anilji has told, I will repeat that. It's a total order book is 3,928 crore, out of which EPC order book is 361 crore, and extra high voltage power cable is 717 crore. Domestic cable order is 2,426. Export cable order is 424. So total is 3,928 crore order book.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kunal Sheth from BNK 361 Wealth Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just one clarification. As an export is concerned, do we, you know, particular benchmark in mind in terms of we want to restrict it to say 15-20% of sales, or it will be based opportunity? Do we have any such number in mind?
Sir, we are growing depending on the capacity. As our capacity is increasing, we are growing. That's how we have given the guidance originally 20% CAGR. But if some prices are increased, definitely that impact will come in future.
Sir, is referring more to export as a contingency. Is there a number that we are looking at that we want to restrict export to a certain percentage?
No, export,
or
he has earlier.
There is no restriction that we will stop at that level. We will see where the sky is the limit, where we can go.
But ultimately, the capacity we need to utilize, no? Whatever capacity will be there, either we can utilize in export or in retail or in domestic. It cannot be that export should also increase or domestic also increase and retail increase. Because we have to grow ultimately with the capacity.
Right, sir. But sir, realistically, what could be the share of export, say, in 2 years?
Close to more than 20% energy has already visualized. And
but we will definitely be aiming for more. But, you know, as soon as we get more visibility, we can give better guidance. You know, this year we are hit by exports to US, so which was started last year. So ultimately, in this uncertain times of geopolitics, it is very difficult to comment what a leader is thinking in other countries.
Sure, sir. And sir, this quarter, which were the major countries that we have exported to?
We have been exporting to now Europe, we are exporting to Australia, we are exporting to Middle East and Africa. US at the moment is on hold because of that tariff.
Sure.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. So just one question. If I exclude Sanand, could you please help me understand the existing capacity in terms of sale value for LTHT, EHV and housing wire? How much peak sales can we achieve out of the existing capacity?
No, it is already, we have already reached peak. So there is no more
12,000 to 12,500 crore capacity other than the Sanand.
Sorry, sir, I missed that number. 12,500 crores?
Yeah. So that is the capacity.
Total.
Okay.
Other than
Sana. Right. And any expansion brownfields are you planning apart from Sana over the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, that has already been planned. And after the Sana, even the next financial year, we will be going to start in our Bhiwadi. But that will be in the planning stage as of now.
New project on a new land.
New land which we bought in the current financial year with an investment of 92 crore rupees. And after that, we are already acquiring the land in Baroda, around close to 70 acre land. We are accumulating there. So in next 3 to 4 years, our planning is to invest another 2,000 crore rupees apart from Sanand.
Okay. Right. So this Right.
Yeah.
So in terms of
we are targeting a close to a 20% CAGR growth for next 4 to 5 years.
I understand that. So this 12,500 is existing capacity plus the brownfield whenever they start and plus Sanand. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vidit Trivedi from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of the questions have been answered. Just wanted to know what's the asset turn in wires and what's the asset turn in cables.
So in cable, asset turn is close to 1:4, and in wire, maybe asset turn is close to 1:5 or 1:6.
It will be more than.
It's 1:7.
1:6 or maybe 1:7 when the brownfield capex is going on there.
10 minutes mein call kar raha hu. Conference call chal rahi.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Saket? Namaskar, sir. Yeah, namaskar, sir. You can hear me?
Namaskar.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, sir. Just to summarize, sir, if you could just give us some color on the landscape, especially for the EHV cable segment, in terms of the current demand with respect to the renewable segment, growth is propelling in the segment and the capacity in the country and the key players who are participating in this journey, including KEI. And if you could just give us some more color. And then there was some talks of some easing by the government of India in allowing Chinese players to participate in government projects and in power utilities also, because of some shortages in the power segment, especially in putting up this renewable infrastructure. So how do we stand there, and any update you would like to share on these two aspects, sir?
Government has been talking of allowing Chinese in some segments like transformers or some high voltage equipment where there is a real shortage and delivery periods from existing manufacturers are very long, maybe two years or 3 years. In cable segment, there is no such issue, and but there are 4 or 5 significant players now in the EHV segment also, like KEI, Universal Cable, Sterlite, LS Cable. So with the bulk of this product, I don't think that Chinese cables manufacturers can compete with us in the Indian market because of the disadvantages they have.
Sir, agar hum demand aur capacity ke vishay par agar dhyan dein, to abhi kya demand hai in the anvil and jo aap expect bhi kar rahe hain going ahead, and currently if we take, you mentioned 4 players name, capacity wise sir, how do we rank, and abhi further aapke jo competitors hain unki capacity additions kya aa rahi hai aage?
We have almost 25% of the total capacity in line with other 4, and new capacity which is coming up, I don't think that anybody is putting up a EHV plant especially only for EHV. There might be a dual purpose of manufacturing EHV and HT cable, so its quantification we will do and we'll let you know.
Okay, because what is there in the public domain is that player like which you mentioned, Universal Cable, is also coming up with capex and setting up new capacity for EHV. That was the reason I asked you the question. Sir, and then secondly, sir, in terms of the compounding part, the Sinoplast compound or the PVC compound which are required, are we sourcing it domestically or are these imported, sir?
Sir,
especially in terms of the higher KV?
Some special high voltage compounds we are importing because nobody manufacture it in India. But for medium voltage, for low voltage XLP and PVC compound, we are manufacturing ourselves. We have already done a lot of backward integration in our company. We are almost manufacturing 3,000 tons of PVC every month and close to 1,000 tons of XLP compound, which is used in LT cables and solar wires and low tension control cables within our plant.
Okay, because there are also dominant players like Bay Plastics and are seeking empanelment from various players in the higher KV segment. So are we a customer to them, and thereby also as we ramp up to the higher KV in the HV segment, they can be a prominent or a trusted supplier?
Yeah, we are buying from Bay Plastics our requirements for medium voltage cables up to from 11 kV to 66 kV. But beyond these voltages, and all the compounds are imported from Borealis or Dow Chemicals.
Right. And lastly, sir, on the further capex which you just outlined for the 2,000 crore, can you give us some color which segments are you articulating the expansion? And sir, yes, if you could give me one pending point was, sir, how is the demand supply currently for the EHV capacity, whichever you are ramping up and other players also, how is the demand supply gap currently and 2 years down the line also?
Sir, the demand for EHV cable is continuously rising for evacuation power from renewable sources and new projects which are coming up in the transmission, in the power generation side, and improving the transmission infrastructure. This really don't have any at the moment any quantification of that, but we'll try to compile the data and come back to you.
ठीक है सर, और वो वाला जो नेक्स्ट कैपेक्स है उसका ब्रेकअप अगर बताते 2000 करोड़ का.
अभी इट इज ऑन ड्राइंग बोर्ड, इट विल बी क्लियर्ड इन नेक्स्ट, इट विल बी यू नो फाइनलाइज्ड इन नेक्स्ट 6 मंथ्स.
बहुत धन्यवाद सर आपका, एंड ऑल द बेस्ट टू द टीम. थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू.
लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, इफ यू विश टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड 1. वी टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अमित अग्रीचा from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for good set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, with over 2,100 dealers, what is the optimal dealer count, and like how do you ensure dealer productivity rather than just expansion?
Sir, we are definitely not expanding the dealers too much. In this 2,500 dealers, I think around 100 dealers are very big, but rest of the dealers, they operate in the small towns and small market, B2C, B and C type cities. There, the dealer sizes are anywhere between 1 crore to 3 crore or 5 crore. So that is why the number of dealers looks like it. But the significant dealers, which, you know, contributes 70 or 80% of the sale is within 100. And we are trying to ramp up those dealers so that our distribution chain is improved.
And sir, how much incremental branding or advertising spend is planned to strengthen the retail put?
I think anywhere between 75 to 80 crore is our ad spend in this financial year.
And the last question from my side, the order book, I think so you said is 3,928 crore. Like what is the expected execution timeline and how much will be converted that in FY27 revenues?
So within 3 to 4 months is the timeline to execute the order.
These orders are quickly replaceable. I mean, we just execute most of the orders in 3 to 4 months period, and only a few of it goes up to 5 months. But most of it is are over in maximum 4 months, and these are replaced every month by new orders.
I appreciate you answering my question, sir. Thank you, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nilansh Jain from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the domestic institutional sales for 9 months, which includes
offers for cable and 370 of PHP. So when
Devansh, I do apologize to interrupt you, but your audio is not clear.
Hello, sorry. Is it clear now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, when I'm looking at this domestic institutional sales number, which includes 1880 crores for cable and wires and 370 for EHV in 9 months, I'm looking at a 3% growth on a year-on-year basis. So just wanted to understand that why are we seeing this low number for the domestic institutional sales, especially when our utilizations are also at around 75% for cables. What explains this 3% growth on the institutional side?
Actually, once the export is increased, so the capacity is limited. So this capacity has gone to the export market actually.
Utilization
comes on the basis of the volume. As I said, when we take the order of the copper, so copper is 3 times priced than the aluminium price. So that's why it does not reflect the true picture actually.
Okay. Understood, sir. And sir, secondly, just wanted to check, when we say the peak revenue potential of 12,500 crores on our existing capacity, this is based on the spot prices of copper and aluminium?
The copper price is close to 9,000. LME base price was there at that time, 9,000 to 10,000. But see, copper price does not stay at one place actually. Sometime it goes up, sometime it goes down also.
We understand your concern, and we are also trying to using our maximum capacity in volume terms, and whatever reflection on the turnover comes by way of the prices, it will be reflected in our results also in the coming quarter.
That is understandable, but I just wanted to check that, what is the risk to this 12,500 on either side, as in, as you mentioned that this is on the basis of $10,000 LME.
First of all, I would highlight, since last 5 years, every quarterly or yearly concall, we are always giving the guidance of a 20% CAGR based on the capacity. Prices whether goes up or even the goes down also. As I highlighted that in 21 and 23, the prices were going down. Still, we were growing by 19%, 18%. So in future also, it does not matter to KEI. In last 15 years, our growth was close to 17% CAGR. In last 15 years, number of times prices has gone down, number of times the prices has gone up, but none of the years where we have not grown except the COVID year of 2020-21. So that's where we are maintaining a disciplined approach. Irrespective of the price down also, we were growing in the past also. So in future, whenever we are talking of a CAGR growth, we are talking of a 20% CAGR growth irrespective of the copper going down, irrespective of anything. Because whatever capacity we are creating, whatever new market we are creating, like Anilji has to the start of the year has visualized that we should reach to the 20% export within 1 to 2 years time. So we have already reached close to 17% in this 9 month period. So we are working on our strategy. We are not working on the somebody else's strategy. You see, it is not possible to grow after quarter. If you see, if somebody has grown in this quarter 50%, can he grow in the next year, third quarter, 50%, or even he can maintain a 20% growth? It will not be possible, sir, because we are industry since last 50 years. So we are growing this copper going up and down. We are continuously working towards the growth of the company, and we are participating in the industry. We are the topmost company from the country, those who are exporting more in so many countries. So we will remain focused. We will remain focused with a growth rate of 20% CAGR, not for 1 year, but for 5 years. That is from our side. Demand has no issue in the country, and neither demand has issue in the overseas market.
Sure, sir. That's helpful. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rohit Charan from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Hi, sir. And my question is on ESV segment. Once the VCV tower is commissioned in FY27, that will still be the pre-qualification period, right?
Very, very less, because we are already having experience of last 15 years in extra high voltage cable. So it will be only a type test required to be carried out in the new plant, new facility.
Okay. Just a follow up. I'm seeing a shift in towards the complex urban underground projects, like Universal Cables is doing that. And currently, KA is focusing on this segment or only in high volume exports?
Can you repeat this question, please?
Like Universal Cables is competing on urban undergrounding projects currently.
Yeah.
Urban cables, 400 kilovolt cables.
Yeah.
Now, KES is focusing on these cables or just...
Yes, yes. We have already executed more than, I mean, 30 to 40 such big, large projects all over India in last 10 years. And I am still executing in Mumbai, in Karnataka, in various states. So we are very well there, and we are already focusing on this. And it's not that our focus on domestic market is not there, or urban underground is not there. We are executing a lot of such projects.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question and conclude the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anil Gupta for his closing comments.
Yeah. So thank you very much, our investors, for participating in this conference call. I can reassure you that with the kind of business KEI has built up, and in terms of product approvals, product capabilities, and our strength of our management in terms of production, quality control, marketing, and our worldwide network, we will be growing substantially. It was only the capacity constraint which was hampering our growth for last two years, as compared to our peers. But with the Sanand facility now getting commissioned and getting ramped up, we will see substantially good results in fourth quarter and in the next financial year. As each machine is commissioned one by one in a cable factory, so it may take another 1 to 2 months to really ramp up the capacities, but we are on the track, and we'll be giving a very strong growth in this business in coming next 3 to 4 years with this new capacities coming up. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.